You will see me instantly. You will find me in the tiniest hour of time. Kabir says, student, tell me, what is God? God is the breath inside the breath. And so the predicament between the second and third planes that I'm asking you to consider is that the second has this intense yearning to merge back into the beloved. And as that merging occurs, the next surrender, the next death, if you will, it's not a ripping, it's just a movement into, there is the realization that God has been all of it all along. That final plane is something that includes everything, it excludes nothing. You could call that third plane awareness. Awareness. See, go back inside yourself and you sit down so that the trauma of your ego story quiets down just a little bit. And then you begin to feel the awareness, the presence of soul, which is still you and unique. And you're seeing your life unfold. You're seeing your clingings, your shadows, your loves, your passions. You're seeing it all. You're bringing mindfulness to what is in incarnation. And if you keep going and saying, but who's that? Who's that? Who am I? What is? Then even the sense of a separate entity turns out to just be more phenomena. You're even thinking of yourself as separate, finally dissolves. And you are indeed back where you started. It would be one way of saying it, although that implies start and back and beginning and end. You've been there all along. That's the bizarre thing. The realization you've been here all the way along. It was like I had a dream and I awoke. Oh! The dream was that I was separate. Even as a soul. And then that soul and its separateness all comes into awareness, but as phenomena. As phenomena. And at that moment, you start to appreciate, if you go inward, you begin to appreciate how awareness is awareness. It's not your awareness. It's not my awareness. It's nothing personal. And when you and I rest in awareness, that is the culmination of love. Because you're not even a breath apart. You are the breath within the breath. Breath within the breath. When people say, may peace be with you, peace cannot be with the ego, except like for the briefest second. Because the ego is made up of stuff that doesn't allow for it. The soul is still moving towards something. Awareness is peace. It's peace. And phenomena arise. I am a phenomenon in your consciousness at this moment. Just another moment. Just another moment. I guarantee you that within 10 hours this will be gone. And there'll be even the memory of it gone. It'll come back, but it'll be gone. You'll be so busy getting supper that just in cutting the beans, this moment will be gone. Where was it? Oh, I'll never forget this. I hope you will. Because awareness is in the moment. It's not in moldering butterflies of memories of awareness. It's in the moment. It's so bizarre as we keep playing with this, how you can go through time into timelessness. You can go through becoming into being. You can go in through meditation of planes of consciousness, of the witness and the deeper witness and the witness of the witness, and back in until there's just and all of that keeps going in and out and in and out and in and out. And that's an interesting one. Does it ever be all in at the same moment? I don't really know that. Because the way we see manifestations is always from one plane or another. Like the other quote of Ananda Maima, are the words on one plane speaking about another plane. It's the finger pointing at the moon. And once Paramahansa Yogananda asked Ananda Maima to tell him something of her life. Father, she said, there is little to tell. My consciousness has never associated itself with this temporary body. Before I came on earth, Father, I was the same. I grew into womanhood, but still I was the same. When the family in which I had been born made arrangements to have this body married, I was the same. And Father, in front of you now, I am the same. Even afterwards, though the dance of creation changes around me in the hall of eternity, I shall be the same. Can you hear who that is? It's you. That's peace. Do you hear that? That's equanimity. That's peace. Ah, ooh, ah. Just the same. Loss, gain, fame, shame, pleasure, pain, life, death. Bloop, 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 bloop. Same. Boy, did you see that world end heavy, wasn't it? Whew. I'm challenging you now to get all three planes going so that you are honoring the ego and you're playing your part and you're in your role and you're doing it all perfectly. The soul that is running off its karmic tab, well, there goes abuse. There's financial dismal failure. That's good. I needed one of those to fill in that square. Let's see. Soul's running off its karma. Interesting. Fascinating. Ah. And then at the same moment, it's got the yearning, that yearning. But the other part of the soul's business is its relationship to the One. And for the One, there is the play of all this stuff going on within itself. It's all an internal matter. Just soul's egos, stories, planes of consciousness, all within awareness. When you start to work with that ultimate plane, the kinds of lines you use are this five-line stanza from a Tibetan woman. Don't prolong the past. That's your personal history, by the way. Don't invite the future. How do you know how it's going to come out? Don't alter your innate wakefulness. You don't have to do anything. Just be. Don't fear appearances. Phenomena come up, including your actions. It's all phenomena. Nothing more than that.
This concludes session 1. Our program continues with session 2.